Hey, this is Luke. Welcome to Lure It Up Podcast. Powered by Bazodi Magazine. We'll be interviewing local creatives who were in and around the clock for the Popover season and beyond. Join us on this journey as we go behind the scenes of what makes Popover, Popover. Welcome to episode 10 of the Lure It Up podcast, powered by Bazodi Magazine, produced and recorded by Robbie at Nameless Productions. On today's episode, we'll be having Rhea Lane and Akhenaten Burrows. That's Rhea Lane, R-H-E-A-L-A-Y-N-E, and Akhenaten Burrows, A-K-H-N-A-T-E-N-B-U-R-R-O-W-E-S. We hope you enjoy.
Welcome to Lure It Up podcast. With Bazodi Magazine.
Today we're here with Rhea Lane and Akhenaten, and we're here with these artists to discuss the musical industry in Barbados, especially in Popover, and how they navigate the Popover sphere. So how are you? Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah. We're happy to be here. We have a lot to discuss.
Definitely happy to be here, man.
Yeah. So we're having such a good conversation outside of the studio. Because it started, we know outside that when we went to the brand launch. So I want to bring that conversation here. Yeah. And discuss how has it been for you both as artists, especially you, Akhenaten, as a new artist, and navigating that space, and what are the challenges that you face that I think Gen Pop doesn't know? They just don't understand what goes into it as an artist. They think that you just come, you get in the studio, you sing a song, you push it out, and bam, that's it. And you get a lot of money.
So I'm going to start as the more seasoned artist. I am a newbie to this industry, not to entertainment, but to this industry. Mm-hmm. I will say that I had a little foot in the door because of obviously the character I would have portrayed before. And to judge me based on a person who is not known at all would have been a little unfair. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I did have my own platform. So that was a little easy step for me. So far, I've been received really, really well and did my radio tours. And I would say to anybody, do not expect nobody to push nothing for you. Mm-hmm. Do what you have to do. I every day wake up and remind people PTSD is out, because first of all, I spent a lot of money.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of money. I ain't doing a pool pad, nothing.
Right.
And you know, and Rhea could understand, we appreciate quality, we appreciate the craft. And for me, if I love it, I'm going to put my all in, give me a half hearted nothing.
Right.
So for me, it was more of making sure that I do something that I would want to listen to. If I don't want to listen to it, why would I sing it?
True.
You know, so I would say to any newcomer, make sure craft and having something of substance. Substance don't go to still. It does not go to still. You know, people would persuade you. Saying that, the people would like a little more, but how can we get them to like quality if we don't teach them what quality is?
Exactly.
So I would say for me, the I have been really well received. The song is doing really good. And for new artists, I am very, very content and happy. There's so much more that could happen. And there are things, you know, that still will continue to bother you, because when you look at the quality sounds you produce and then what people actually want and like, sometimes in a country, in Barbados, speaking on Barbados' behalf, it could be a little daunting.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about that.
Yes,
over to you, Rhea.
I mean, I completely agree. For me, my journey through music, I've been blessed to be born into a musical family. Yeah. You know, my older sister, Chantel, we know her story. Mm-hmm. My aunt is Kim Derrick. So, you know, I have the benefit of being guided by people who were also very seasoned and who have also traversed and continue to traverse this industry, not only in Barbados, but internationally as well. That being said, it's not a walk in the park for me. Because you have to create your own brand and you have to push your own artistry. So I've had the benefit of being connected to people that perhaps an artist who knows nobody would not have as easily been able to make, you know? So for me, networking was a little bit easier. But in terms of the actual brand, push that to me is probably the most difficult thing. I could sing, I could write, I could perform. I create what I considered to be quality music. Mm-hmm. And hopefully the audience agrees with that. But for me, I have always struggled with like curate. I don't want to say curate because I my brand has always had to be authentic. I can't pretend to be anything or anyone that I am not. But at the same time, we know that the current marketing vehicles we have to use, and it's not, that doesn't necessarily come naturally to me. So I would say that has been probably the most difficult thing for me, like the social media thing. Is like, I just want to make the music.
You just want to make the music. Like, push it out. But yeah.
Even though social media is our vehicle now, that has always been the lament of many artists coming up. They have always said, like, I just want to be an artist. But the reality is that, like any other industry, this is your business. And there's always an administrative side to things that we hate, especially as creatives. An artist just wants to draw or just wants to paint. You know, there's no, the business side, as Nathan said, can be very daunting. It can suck the life out of the art and make it miserable.
Yeah.
But
it really can.
But if you really, truly love creating this music, creating this art, and showcasing it to the world, whatever your avenue is as a creative, whether it's acting, art, food, music, whatever, you have to embrace the business side because that's the only way for it to be lucrative.
That's true. That's very, very true.
That was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, so it has been a good journey so far, but also a very challenging one, but it's one that we continue to embrace.
True.
Yeah.
And I want to talk too about you as a seasoned artist, you as a new artist, how is it in the field now, the challenges that you face specifically, like getting the music out there, all the challenges, you, like, you know, like people think it's just, again, a very linear step, like you make the music, you go in the studio, you make it, you push it out, like literally that, like you just put it on somewhere and you push a button, it goes out magically to every radio station and goes out across social media and everybody loves it, and then you make lots of money after
What money?
Exactly. That's exactly it.
Listen, there is so much that goes into creating just one song. It's an investment. Like I said, we have to think of it as a business because that's what it is.
Yeah.
If you own a store, you have to inject funds into your brick and mortar. If unless of course you're managing an online store, but even then you still have to invest in your stock, invest in marketing. You got to do what you have to do to get
the
customers.
Yeah.
And in our case, to get the audience to want to purchase your music or at the very least see you perform live.
Yeah.
So we could get the little bookings.
Exactly.
So we could get the big bookings.
Right.
So we could put on the concerts.
Right.
And eventually have a brand that is like a household name, you know, and but it requires patience, determination, and a lot of money.
Yeah, a lot.
And it's not easy when you don't have the money.
Exactly.
Like, it's not easy, and it's not like, it's of course much easier to go to a bank and say, I have a small business that I would like.
Rather than,
as hard as that has been for many people, it's much easier to do that than to say, I would like to make a song.
Right?
You can imagine going to the bank and telling them. The bank would be like,
I can see how they're looking at you all right now.
They said, just a second, pick up the phone, send security in here so I can escort you. Oh, exactly. You better go somewhere like that.
So, you know, it's not easy.
Yeah.
And one song can be very, just one song.
One song.
One song, because you have to pay studio time. If you don't write, you have to pay the writer. If you can't produce your own music, you have to pay the producer.
That's right.
Then you have to mix and master those vocals and that music.
Again, mix and master, yep.
Then you have to spend, that's just the song. Then you have to spend money on the marketing.
Yep.
So you have to pay a graphic artist, a photographer, a stylist, maybe, a makeup artist, maybe, a hairstylist, maybe, you know. And we ain't even take the picture yet.
Exactly. All of
then,
that.
So it's like, then after that, you have to spend so much actual time pushing the song.
You can't just drop it on social media.
You can't just drop it.
So you gotta call them people and confuse them. Okay. You gotta push it on social, then you gotta pay to have it go on Instagram.
You gotta pay Facebook, for the little ads, the little sponsored ads that people just be like, not real annoying.
Like, you know, on YouTube that you would find more soca songs on. I haven't, but you would see, you have to pay to be featured on there.
Yep.
And they would have started, obviously, not doing that.
Right.
But now it's lucrative for them. Because now they have this huge platform and it is to your benefit if you are on that platform and you got to pay me for the space.
Yeah.
Mind you, so, you don't even make that money from being on their space.
No, exactly. They are making money out of the season
when people cleaning and washing and listening to your
song. But you win.
Rhea, I'm going to touch a bit on the side that a lot of people are afraid to talk about. That downside. Knowing your market is very important. People will always ask you, well, you're performing at this, you're performing at that. And I'm very, very comfortable to say, no, I'm not. And not because you have not been, but because I don't want to. And I always hear, ever so well, can wait for a call and know your place and take your place. And I know that I am not for everywhere and everybody will not want to have me either. And it's not to be offensive, but it's just understanding where you are best suited.
Yeah.
You understand? I don't put my plastics in my with my hardware. You understand? My China does good by itself.
Right.
And in this industry, everybody wants to tell you what's best for you.
Yeah.
One time, this is my first debut, and a lady came up to me and said to me, I hope she's listening, you could do a little sound with a little more bass and a little more bashing. I said, well, even if I wanted to, you didn't give me a chance. You before you come and commend me on a job well done, you want to tell me what else I should do.
Yeah.
You understand? And mind you, may want to walk up and skin out every day, but somebody else may just want to do a little nice slow walk up. You understand? A little sway.
Yeah.
So I want to be able to create music. My brand has always been for everybody and very inclusive. So I'm not going to do anything that just because of a moment popularity. Because trust and believe, fast food and cooked food is two different things.
True.
And I understand the longevity of my brand and what I've took a very long time to build. And understanding your placement in this industry is very important because people always want to tell you what's best for you, what you should wear, what you should do, how you should sound, how you should behave. I believe in being very authentic. And if I cannot be my authentic self, then I think it's not for me.
Yep.
And as an artist, you have to have an identity. It is very easy for people to force things on you. Why you don't sing this? Why you don't sing that?
Yeah.
I don't ever want to gain the world and lose my soul.
Yeah.
You know, because then I don't enjoy it.
Yeah.
Me going up to sing something, I can't sing Raga Raga. So I will not execute it well. I love a Raga Raga though. I can do Bata Raga Raga. But I know it's not my place to sing it.
Yeah.
You know? So knowing your place is very important. And I find in this industry, people always want to tell you what is best for you. You know? And quality, creating quality music, as Rhea would have clearly said, it's a big investment. I never thought I would have spent so much money creating a song. And then when you create a song, that's no guarantee that it will get ear-played. There's no guarantee that anybody will like it. There's so many things that goes into place. Sometimes when I listen to people just go in the studio and sing anything, I say, when I got a friend there, because why pay, I can sing that, you know? So that makes me laugh, you know? And I'm happy for people who just say, you know what? The 2 years that we didn't get to do anything. If you feel as though you want to do something, do it. But I'm always going to do it to the best of my ability. And that's how I see it. If I can do something, I ain't going halfway. I'm going all the way through. So the downside of the industry is, you know, constantly having to prove your worth, even if it's great.
Yeah.
Because people like what they like. And if it ain't you, well, shoot.
Yeah.
You know, that's just the harsh reality.
And it's not just a financial investment, it's literally an emotional and an investment of time. Oh,
that's
time.
A big one,
time.
Emotional investment.
It is very time consuming because literally when I release a song, I literally can't get nothing else to do for that day. Between blasting emails, checking social media, push, and I mean, every platform is a completely different kind of energy. And it's like, I will be there the entire day just on my phone. I shouldn't be doing anything.
Right. No, as the artist,
you should focus be able to focus on creating the music and just performing it to the best of your ability. That's not to say you don't push your own stuff. But realistically, in a utopian world, we would all have a huge team that could... You deal with Twitter, you deal with Facebook, you deal with YouTube, you deal with this and you deal with that, but we can't. So like, we have to invest. Yeah. So, and I mean, you got to start somewhere and climb. So you got, nobody don't start at the top unless
they
literally start at the top. Yeah. But let's be real, the majority of us don't. The majority of us have day jobs.
Yeah.
Because this does not sustain.
It does not.
I talk about me
that it's now a full-time creative.
Exactly.
I want Luke to touch on something that I know as well.
I know, Luke.
I want us to talk about the pay culture. Jeez. We hate to pay. And as a full-time creative, I'm speaking on the end that, you know, every time accounts department clearly goes to sleep.
Yeah.
And I hope all the accountants can explain to me why every... You know, you've completed the task, you've done what you're supposed to do, but there months later, when you get that money, you literally have no money because everything is in arrears as an entity, and you got to pay the people who do the stuff for you. You got to pay it back for your sound.
You got to pay up front.
I can't do no layaway plan with nobody that making music.
I think there is a culture in Barbados generally to drag your feet. Even in my profession as an attorney, I don't work in a firm, so I do not get a salary.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, clients just be dragging their feet. And it's like, you have to balance understanding that life happens for these human beings.
Yeah.
But what they fail to realize is that I too
have a life happening.
And so that I've seen that trending across many industries.
Yeah.
And I have friends who would, for example, work in marketing, like with marketing agencies and stuff, where they would be like, okay, we've organized that XYZ with this particular model or, you know, whatever the case may be, or makeup or whatever. And they are also waiting to get paid. Like like I said, it's not just the musicians. It is everybody.
It's the industry.
So imagine you've organized an entire campaign. You've brought in makeup artists, models, you've done a shoot, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, okay, so... where's the money at?
But I want to say something as well to you.
Everybody's like, where's the money at?
We have to come out of the mindset that being a creative is a hobby.
It's not.
And until we realize that this is big business,
and
this is serious business.
To me, because you are working and you are hiring people to do a job. So you know that this is something that you want for your... whatever.
We literally bring in headline acts from abroad and we value them whatever they ask for. And I've watched people in, let me tell you something.
Them is get paid.
Listen, them is get paid.
And before, you know, the planes are called, them pay.
They do not touch the stage unless they have majority of the pay, if not all. Even the way they're treated backstage. It's when a Bajan asks for something, well, she ain't he feel it right.
Exactly.
Them want sparkling water.
Yeah.
When the big artists, and I remember one year, a particular artist came to Barbados and somebody sent a Toyota for her at the airport. She said, I'm not moving until the Mercedes comes. And she literally did not move off of the curb. You know, I find that we downplay our local people and we tell them that they want too much. But when others come, sometimes who are not even an A-list celebrity in the U.S. or across the world, we welcome them with open arms. So is it that we have an identity crisis? Don't we like our own? And I'm speaking on the behalf of artists who struggle for years to become appreciated. They go all across the world and people appreciate them. And when they come here, it's always sit down, you.
Listen, that I want to start at the top with your that comment about creatives and payment. There's a whole wider thing around the orange economy where the orange economy that encompasses artists like yourselves, people like me who work on this type of marketing, creative artists, to say that people don't take it seriously. But just as you touched on, it drives the economy as an economic driver.
And it doesn't make any sense not to cross you, Luke, because this is a tourism-driven economy, which is hand-in-hand with creative...
With that orange economy.
So it's like, how is it that you want to sustain an economy that is driven by tourism, and you don't want to invest in the thing that the tourists are coming to see?
Every
other island has coral, sand.
Sea and sand.
Like
when
that
done, let go.
What's up?
We have to find a way to set ourselves apart because let's get real now. We are like the most expensive or among the most expensive tourist destinations.
Exactly.
To come to and... there is a lot of difference, but there is a lot of similarity could say, well, I'll just go to this other place instead. It's cheaper and I'll have a similar experience.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what are you doing?
What makes you the best?
to drive people towards you. What are you doing to attract people? And if we cannot invest in a product that is going to be of such quality that people are like, you know what, I have to go to this place because nobody else is doing this.
Yeah.
And Barbados produces so many awesome musicians and artists in general.
So many talented people.
If we would invest, and this is not us asking for a handout.
That's another thing. That's because so true.
We're not saying the government or any private entities have to just give us because we say we want.
That's right.
But,
made us
and it's not even starting, we're not talking about after you've done, gone through school, like you got invest from the beginning.
From the jump.
We like have to invest from with the pageant beginning. Girls.
That's right.
From a child, these girls are practicing walking in heels to compete in big competitions.
Exactly.
And you said it perfect, Rhea. When it comes to investing in craft, and we have to stop. You know how many children go to school and are forced to do subjects that they literally don't want to do because it's not sustainable? Does that mean is that a career?
At allocating funds in different spaces now, because now what we're seeing is a saturation of a lot of industries that don't need any more people. That's the reality. And then we are churning out educated people, and this is we're coming out of even the creative sphere now, where we have educated people being churned out of an education system and nowhere to put them. And then we talk about brain drain. And it's the same thing with the creative industry. We should be trying to create sustainable industries here. So that I personally don't ever want to have to leave Barbados.
You know how long you
as in I want
me,
to forever be based
me,
here.
Leave Barbados, you can get so much further. But and so, it's hurtful to hear that.
That I have to leave. That I have and I can to say leave. Something as well when it comes to even being, it really starts, there's so many things that come into play when you talk about even being in your country. We don't have any natural resources. Our biggest drive should be us every day working on creatives. When it comes to people, our talent.
But we shouldn't have to leave to
know,
do that.
People should be dying to come here to film.
That's right.
You know, people should be dying to come here to host their biggest festivals.
Yes.
I want Barbados to be my one-stop shop. There's beautiful resorts, there's nightlife, and truthfully, we could create a nightlife because we like to party. One day I said to someone, I would love when you like come, you stop all cars from driving through Broad Street and just got a full street party this, every night, vibes on top of vibes. We do not have, I don't know what, if they still got sugar cane, but we have so many talented people. We got Chantel, your sister. We got Rihanna. We have people like Hal Linton, Libby Frank, J. Cole. We got Robbie Nubs.
Vita Chambers.
We got Vita. We have, when you think about people, we got the lady, Reefer. Amanda Reefer.
Chris Irie. We have so many people who are doing it.
From the, she was in, not Justice League, Allison.
Allison.
Seeley Smith.
Who was Storm. X-Men.
Let me tell you something. Anybody around the world who loves X-Men know that Allison Seeley is an icon.
Exactly.
You understand? She is the Storm.
She is the voice. She is
so
the body.
So we have so much talent here. We know that the talent is important. We are in a culture now where we are paying to bring in creatives into Barbados. Why aren't we starting with who is here? You understand? We literally ask, for me, I can speak on my behalf. People come to you to share the product. You're a big entity and you ask me to share a product. It means that there's value in where we come from as a creative. Yeah. So put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying for lack of word, because we cannot suffice on just goodwill and pretty name and maybe a few free things.
Exactly. People don't. That's a whole other thing in brands and people and businesses understanding what the orange economy is.
And understanding the value of creatives.
We need to be more open to understanding also the changing
world
economy.
Yeah. The changing economy,
because
that's right.
We don't do things the same way anymore.
No.
We started typewriters and now we got computers.
Correct. Exactly. We must be open to evolution.
Yeah.
And we must be able to invite younger minds into a space to influence that smooth transition.
That's right.
Because we have people who are have lucrative businesses, as for example, influencers. People are like, we don't get that. And I'm like, what is there to not
what
get?
What is there to not get?
You used to pay an ad agency to run an ad.
Yeah.
They're doing the same thing.
With more dynamics and more personal.
Exactly. With more connection, fostering a real connection.
It's likely to be more authentic.
Yeah.
Because this is a person who is saying, I like this product and here's why.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I had it. I tasted it. I felt it.
I love it. I've been there.
I mean, some obviously there will always be some influencers who will say anything for the check.
Yeah, that's true.
But find that for the most part, when a brand approaches an influencer, it is because they are honest.
Exactly.
They have built a brand off of authenticity.
Yeah.
So it's like you're being paid now to use the product, mm-hmm. not necessarily to say the product is good.
Right. To use it.
And that would be to the brand's benefit if they actually take that criticism constructively and say, okay.
They can't get that. They don't get
it
that.
It works for this particular type of skin. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work for this it works in this climate. It doesn't work in this climate.
I don't like it here.
You, you know?
But we will, as Atna has said, pay other people to come and do it.
Yeah.
Instead of paying who is here.
Who's here. And then get offended when we don't endorse or support the brand.
Exactly.
You know, and I want to say to people as well listening, stop asking influencers and creators to give up their service for free.
Or products cannot do nothing.
Or in order to support your small business. You know, someone said to me, you buy these things, you won't even post them, but you won't give me the free shit.
You won't give exactly.
I paid for my products. Exactly. I literally, and as much as I want to support your small brand, I'm gonna make this public. I'm speaking wealth into my life, but I'm not rich. Yeah. I'm rich in blessings, I'm rich in prosperity, but we want to be rich in the moolah as well. You know, if you don't pay,
if you don't pay, you know, fundamentally. Brands need to understand
what influencers are, what they do, circle this back now to
what that means for artists.
Yeah,
it's the same thing when you have to invest in your image. Mm-hmm. Every performance, there is an expense attached to that artist.
Because it's the same you talked about. People tell you come and come here.
You have to, everybody doesn't have the luxury of having a stylist. Mm-hmm. And even if you have a stylist, the stylist has to be paid.
Has to be paid.
So it's like you don't, you every appearance that you make, even if it's a radio interview, you still have to look
good. You gotta look good.
Because after that, you're gonna stand up and take your pictures, the post, but
makeup
it's so
good.
So it's like, every pump of foundation is a dollar that I have invested being an artist every single day to get in my car. And thank God I am blessed enough to have one. But it's an expense.
Yeah. What about those who have to pay for someone to take
to the venue.
Pay for a taxi.
Right, who got to pay for a taxi.
There are artists, I know artists who literally have to travel by taxi every time they leave home.
And the taxi and gas gone up.
Yeah.
It gone up.
And people don't understand these things. They don't factor it. They just think again.
The you hair artists, itself you costs make, money.
You do music and bam, that's it. And that's done. And the money just comes in. Whether to Apple Music or Spotify or Out the Sky. And
let's talk about those streaming platforms because money is not enough.
And it's not solely for you either. No. You literally split that money between five people.
Yeah.
If you have an entire team.
Exactly.
And for artists like me, I love my team. So I want to make sure that the writer gets money. I want to make sure the producer gets money. I want to make sure the backing vocals get money. Because it's not all about me.
Exactly.
You understand? And if you have a mindset like myself, look, Rhea can write her own songs, but I'm not gifted. I know my place.
You know your place.
I'm not
you
a songwriter. I don't know if maybe years from now I can learn something. I know my place again.
Because like anything else, yeah, you try. Yeah,
I would say that for now I want to stick on with my training wheels.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I actually, you know,
at all.
You know, so I know I.
Even as a writer, I work with writers sometimes.
And for me, I want to keep the creative flowing. So I would work with a writer. So I work with Shannon Pulley Trigger a lot. And I give input on what I would like to see and what I would like to hear. For me, I feel great about that.
Yes.
The feeling when you see you all write something and it comes back to you and you get that goosebump. That sound like me. You know, that feeling is a beautiful feeling.
Honestly.
You know? But so it's just expensive to be as an artist. And again, if you want to be a quality artist, because we love an overall brand. Mm-hmm. It's not just the singing, it's the presentation of the art. Mm-hmm. Whenever you see me, you must feel like, ah, and awe. I always say to people, I do not want to look the same way every day that I look on stage. Mm-hmm. Exactly. When you see me on stage, it must be, ooh. Yeah. You know, and to get that, ooh, you got to get the
music. You got
to pass
it.
You know?
So people want you come out, but then they don't want pay.
It's really a labor of love for most of us, because we don't see the returns until you have established a brand that is able to travel.
Yeah.
Because we've established that, you know, it's difficult to book paying gigs here. So until you reach a standard where you can either promote your own event, because a lot, you talk to a lot of artists here, they say like we have to put on our own events because the gigs are not paying or they're not paying enough.
Or you're not getting
bookings. If you promote, or you're not getting bookings, because a lot of party goers don't want to see performers.
Mm,
So it's like the event promoters are obviously also trying to make money. So they're not going to do anything that will compromise the dollar for them.
And I could understand
which
that.
Which you understand. So it's like, on the one hand, it's like, y'all not booking nobody. But at the same time, it's like, well, no, are the people saying, the patrons saying that they may want a performance. So.
And I want to say something to any Bajan or anyone abroad listening. You know, we talk about supporting and I can't wait for you to get big, but why you didn't buy the sound? Why you didn't listen? I can't wait for you to get big, but you come to the show to see the headline acts. And when we are performing, nobody's there. Mm-hmm. You know, when you get to the show, everybody uses that as entertainment or intermission, or I ain't getting there yet because that's the local people that's singing.
Yeah.
We got to get out of that mindset.
Yeah, that's true. You have to be
not to highlight
supportive.
Trinidad, but I always have so much love and respect for the way that they love and embrace their people.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidad ain't bringing no outside people to highlight them even.
No.
You understand?
It's a headline. I want to offer a different perspective having lived in Trinidad because I think we have to remember that Barbados is a very small country. We only have 300 and somebody thousand people. And I think that affects the optics of things. But when you look at it from a perspective of percentages, it's often the same conversations. Like a lot of upcoming soca artists have these same complaints in Trinidad. Nobody not giving me a chance. It's the same experience no matter where you go.
But my question is it a case where it's, because truthfully, that will happen anywhere in the world. But my question is, don't they still support their own?
But what I'm saying is that it might look like it's more support because simply they have
more people.
So
that's interesting. That's an interesting perspective.
That's not to say that we can't do better in Barbados because we need to.
Yeah.
But I want people to not feel that Barbados is special in that regard because it's not.
Yeah.
It is if you go on Twitter and you follow people from all over the region. Going to UWE, I've had the benefit of meeting people from all over CARICOM, and ergo, I have the benefit of seeing interactions in real time from different countries. Antiguans will say Antiguan crows are the worst. Bajans
say Bajan crows tough crowd.
You know, Rhea.
So it's like we are saying the same things in the different
places.
Places.
Yeah, that's a different perspective.
But it does have an impact when you see an event in Trinidad that has more numbers and you think, oh wow.
Yeah.
But they've got millions of people.
That is true. Yeah. But there's also a saying that goes, a man is never king in his own palace, own place, in his own hometown. Mm. Man is never king in his own hometown.
And you also have to consider, sometimes you just don't create music that culturally is the most accepted in your space.
Yeah.
So for example, we've talked about the fact that we want to be authentic. We have to be true to ourselves. We can't perform music that we don't embrace within ourselves, because you will never be able to
execute.
For example, I believe, and I don't want to speak out of turn, but if I remember correctly, we all know the song Chutney Bacchanal. Have you ever heard that man sing another soca song?
No.
Because he's a rock star.
Yeah, he is.
What? Yeah. He's a rock star. Yeah. And he had this massive hit and never sang another soca song, to my knowledge.
Yeah.
Because he is a rock star.
Yeah.
He simply did not want to sing that.
Yeah.
And you have to be, and imagine, I'm sure he's a good enough musician and performer that if he had done it again, I'm sure he could have done it again.
But then again, we spoke about
was that what passion, he wanted?
Loving it. Right. And authenticity again,
so we need to...
Wow, you got me in shock.
We need to be mindful sometimes that it's not always a problem when the people at home don't care for you.
Yeah.
It's difficult
to
process that because you want to feel loved out.
Right. Yeah.
You want to be able to say, wow, the people at home really love me.
Yeah.
But sometimes they just won't care for what you have to offer.
And that's
okay. That doesn't mean they don't support you.
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
It's just not their cup of tea. And it's the same thing with friends.
Yeah.
Mm.
And supporting your business or your, like, I have friends that make all kinds of things. Uh-huh. But if it's not for me, like if Akhenaten had made it, would I buy it from him? Right. No, because it's not what I want as a customer.
Yeah.
I'll support you. I'll push your stuff.
Right.
I'll tell people my friend makes this.
Yeah.
But that don't mean I gotta wear it. That's that don't
true.
Mean I gotta
it's true.
Buy the soap that you make it.
True.
That don't mean that I gotta
want your place
brew tea. Because I don't drink tea. Yeah. So if you have a tea company and I don't drink tea, what the all of your tea is for? Waste my money
to what for the sit? Don't want to look at me.
There's a million ways to support.
Back at Rihanna. And I always stand back to that because I remember as a child watching Rihanna when CBC did her debut of Pondy Replay. That was not our favorite type of music.
Mm-hmm.
It was not our favorite type of thing. And the truth is, get comfortable of understanding sometimes you... I always relate, but I y'all can realize I use a lot of quotes. You see an oak tree? An oak tree cannot grow in a plant pot.
True.
And sometimes you have to understand that you are so much bigger than where you are from.
Exactly.
You know, and it's not no offense to where you come from or that you're downplaying where you come from, but sometimes you just have to go.
Yeah.
And go and come back and love. I love my place, you know?
And we also have to consider that sometimes people appreciate a finished product.
Yeah.
Without appreciating the process.
Yeah.
And so they will love you more when they can see now, oh, shit, okay, now you have made it.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily that the world loves it. It's just that now I can see the vision. Like,
Yeah.
But we
don't have any interest in being a part of the journey to creating this star, regardless of whether it is in R&B, pop, rock,
whatever,
soca, dance hall, bashment, whatever you want, whatever you want to call it. But the reality is that the patron often does not see that they have a role in this.
Yeah. No.
You do your thing. And when you got what you want, when you finish, do what you got to do, and it package in a way that I could say, I could not wait it.
That is it.
That's it.
I could not get into this. I could not figure out
how to sum it up, but we have to perfectly sum it up.
And you know, that's why I try to be as focused on creating that product as possible, because they do not have any kind of... what is the word? Obligation to you.
Yeah,
they
nobody.
It's the same way. It's like any other product.
Yeah.
If somebody make a chocolate and put it inside a Massey, I have no obligation to buy that chocolate.
The chocolate, the tuna. When I got to this weekend, we went in at a supermarket and I said, we're not hearing about this tuna. Let me get a bumblebee.
Right. Exactly.
You understand? You know, and that tuna might be better than the bumblebee.
That's right.
But it hasn't.
Exactly.
But you have to remember that your job as the brand, as the company, their job is to make you want to eat.
Every day, literally, you have to prove yourself. And what you're saying, it is good and it could also be bad because some people are really not open to learning or trying new things.
Exactly. And those people will just have to be skipped.
You know, so you have to understand, being okay with people not appreciating you. You cannot catch everybody in the net.
Even a fisherman that's missed some of the signs. Okay, everybody cannot make it.
And I always say to people, use the reference. There's Bentleys, there's Mercedes, their Toyotas, their Suzukis, each of those products have their people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when you try to connect with people who are not your people, you will always be fighting a losing battle. Yeah. Some people thrive outside of their country, some thrive more here. Look at mm-hmm. Rupee, look at Hypersounds.
Yeah. Exactly.
We got so many great names here that the world love. You see, mm-hmm. you see Rupee, mm-hmm. you hear when you make me want.
Yeah.
That was the
exactly.
Literally when people talk about soca across the world, is that sound? Or it's Palance.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. is the anthem for soca across yeah. the yeah. world, you know?
Or Crossfire.
Even
movies and those songs in, you know.
Yeah.
Again, know your place and understanding where you fit in is very important.
And sometimes there's also just understanding that you have now elevated.
Yeah.
And that's not to say locals are beneath me,
yeah.
but it is that realistically. Is a machine, the industry is a machine that values
machine.
Novelty.
Yeah.
So it's like after a while, you have to export your product to new markets
yeah.
because you've just, started here yep. and we have
you
seen
want to
you.
Spread.
I know we want to see
as
something
far
new.
Across
so sometimes
possible.
You have to just continue to take the product
yeah.
elsewhere.
Yeah.
And it's not to say, again, that the people don't love you.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody wants something yeah. fresh at some point.
Yeah.
So it's,
yeah.
And it is very difficult to reinvent yourself and to stay fresh and stay
yeah.
consistent yeah. and new.
And the still only, being authentic.
Yeah. Exactly. The only body who
even
I've seen
in Trinidad,
able
so
to do
many
it is Marshall.
Like,
yeah.
But so, yeah. so many Trinis are tired of the gentleman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that is not to say that they yeah. don't love. No, I'm serious. I love him.
Yeah.
He is the king
yeah.
of soca. But you have been king yeah. for 40 years.
Yes. But also so, knowing exactly. your place is very
exactly.
important and your
yeah.
time. I find that there are too many seasoned artists and I always have a lot of respect for people like mm-hmm. Celine Dion and those girls. At a certain point of my life, I'm not competing with the young people.
Exactly.
I am now iconic.
No,
you know, so I will appear.
You appear
not making no music.
Twice.
Yeah,
I appear twice.
Right.
You see that?
Twice.
You
see, and each yep. time is 500,000. Like, you
know,
and
right.
I make the money that I make.
Say.
I don't have to because I'm a legend
correct.
And an icon
yeah.
in my own right.
And you now
yeah.
guide the young
yes.
youngsters.
Listen,
now
yep.
you giving them the platform.
Yep. I give them, I mold them. Right now, I am now a tutor. I am now a coach.
Yeah.
So I will coach
mental.
You into being the best you,
correct.
But I'm not trying to compete with you because
exactly.
I've had my time.
And,
but this world is also evolving and I find a lot of young people do not appreciate
mm-hmm.
who would have created the way for
yes.
us. So I understand now a lot of the, you know, back in the day, you look at the icons against
mm-hmm.
the same Marshalls and all
mm-hmm.
those people, the Allison Hines and those type of people, and you have a great respect. Young people a lot, and I could tell you because I'm young,
mm-hmm.
you do not have respect from where
no.
we've come from.
Yeah,
and people who paved the way for us,
and that's
no.
why to circle back again,
yeah.
I think it's important to be authentic.
Yeah,
because and I really wish people would not do or get involved in certain genres just because they think it is lucrative.
Yes.
Because it's not. First of all,
yes.
it's not.
Yes.
Secondly, when you do that, you take
that
away the.
Mm-hmm. Essence?
The authenticity and the true
of
essence
exactly.
of the genre,
of the genre you
and
watch
the
it
culture
down.
And the lifestyle
yeah.
and every genre.
See
you see,
as a money grab.
A lot of people talk about soca artists and soca fans, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see all the time, soca people always vex when people don't like soca. It's not that.
Mm-hmm.
But I have never seen
mm-hmm.
another
that was a big
genre
on Twitter.
I have never seen
yeah.
another genre except maybe heavy metal.
Yeah.
That is and what is called oomps music.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Which by the way is black music. So let's
which
me
is
that.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's that, yeah.
But you know, I've never seen another genre as hated on
mm-hmm.
as soca music.
That is a fact.
And it's weird to me because
yeah,
every other
strange.
Genre just has their fans and those people
yeah.
like that music.
Yeah.
And that's
and they
it.
Move on.
The conversation
yeah.
ends
yeah.
there.
But also too, Rhea. I get really upset with people that you leave your home, you go to a soca
mm-hmm.
event and you ask why is soca playing the entire time. Give us our time, please.
Yeah.
We
please.
All during the year, we have to tolerate every other
exactly.
thing. And if I get
every
one
other
little
genre,
month where I want
exactly.
to hear, I want
just
to hear new music, geez, you're going to events
that's
for
it.
The season and I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I'm weird. I literally just don't want to hear my song. You know, I really, you know.
I wouldn't say I don't want to hear
no,
it. I want to hear
I
it.
Want,
but
I'm,
it does feel
I don't
weird.
Need, I don't need
it
to constantly party
weird.
To my sound. When I hear it at the DJ Big Me, yeah, boom. But I literally love, you see when I hear, you see Location, that
Grateful Cole. Great song.
And then Saddest got this song.
Oh, Lord.
Listen, music that makes you feel good. Yeah. You know, I am so upset when we're going to a party and we still play music from 2013.
Oh, my gosh. Exactly.
We're claiming that people don't like it. I want to hear it. But bring me back a little bit, please. But
also, balance.
That's balance. It. Don't draw me on all the old music. Either.
And that's exactly. just what happens. You literally, it
you
sounds like you're
hearing... You don't want to hear the same 10 songs from this year.
You know, and again, there's so many songs that you can play at a party. So I don't need to hear all old songs. Yeah. And I can tell you something, just how we talk about spending, when an artist spends so much money putting a song, play the mass song, how will we ever get to like the song if you don't give us the opportunity to like it? And people always say, well, I gotta play with people like, but how will the people ever like it if we don't let them know?
It's a very delicate conversation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just like with promoters and, you know, trying to put on the best event possible, all the DJs are also trying to play the best set possible and what they believe
to benefit the most people, the
audience will like.
Yeah.
But
this is where radio comes in.
And of course, it's not just radio, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Most people are listening to their phones in the car.
But there's...
And their own playlists that they can curate. So it is a very touchy conversation.
It's touchy, it's tricky.
And it's not an easy thing to
for soca artists.
Down.
Yeah.
And how for all artists in Barbados, it's not even just soca because all you have artists that make R&B,
country
and
music,
rap, and all kinds of different genres from here.
Yeah,
that I see some of them saying, "Well, my music don't play on the radio. My music don't do this. My music don't do that." Yeah. And I'm like, "Are you doing your part?
Are
you understanding the market you're in?
Yeah.
One, two. Are you doing what you have to do as
to
an
get
artist.
Your song up there.
When you look at the US, people, and it's crazy because you know how much billions of people have got in the US?
For you to
if
bus.
If it's hard for you to bus in Barbados,
could you imagine
how difficult it is for the hundreds of thousands of aspiring artists in the US?
Artists, actors.
On top of the ones like we that try to go there and also do it.
But once,
and the reality is that we have one up on them because we come from somewhere else.
Exactly. Yeah. So, no, you're exhausted.
So,
right?
So, but I just want to say shout outs to all the DJs who are doing us so much justice because
I got to big up
one every time going against the grid, going against the people saying, why didn't you know that sign? Why hear something else?
Right.
Thank you for your love, your support. I've been getting so much great responses and support from the DJs, people like Hutchie and Sage, MHK,
Shalom Pa.
You know, they got so many,
just
you know, Salt.
Yep.
You know, there's so many great artists.
Scott and Mally Fresh.
Mally could call so much of one of names. Exactly. We want to say a personal thank you as an artist for thinking of us.
Zen.
We could literally go on and on.
There's so many, and some that we don't even know.
Exactly. I just say a lot. I hope they get all because I don't want to get cursed.
Yeah,
we can't get all.
Thank you to all of you who are constantly supporting, endorsing, and pushing us.
Yeah, we really do appreciate it when you invite us for interviews and stuff. Because reality is, without us, you have no music to play. And without you, our music don't get played.
That's right. So
we got to work alongside the DJs and just do what you got to do. It's not supposed to be a cakewalk.
Exactly. So just also give us an idea of where people can find you online in terms of what platforms and social media handles that you have.
Mm-hmm. All the music is online. So, you know, if you search my name, Rhea Lane, you will find most, if not all, of my music on all the online platforms. Of course, you can follow me on Instagram at Miss Rhea Dawn. That's MissRhea Dawn. Same thing on Twitter. And there you can get all your updates on where I'm going to be for the rest of the season.
That's
the outside.
The outside.
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter at Knaten Burrows, and you can also Audio Mac, SoundCloud, all the music platforms. I'm available there as well. Coming up, just want to shed light on Mikey's reunion. We're doing it for charity, giving back, coming up with the Fetting family and Join the Most.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check out that on my page as well. And also going to be performing at This Gotta Be Mass, the Linden Grove Foundation, under the patronage of the Honorable Mia Amor Motley. So I cannot, Prime Minister of Barbados, I... We outside giving back, doing the most for the season while shaking our wicked bodies.
So thank you very much to both Ria Lane and Aknahan for joining us on this episode of the podcast, episode 10. And I'm glad to be able to build our rapport, have that conversation with you and give people an idea of what goes on behind the scenes for artists, especially young artists like yourself, young at an age. You've been in dance for quite some time.
I mean, I still consider myself to be budding because... You know, you don't bust till you bust.
Yeah.
It don't matter how long you how long you've been doing it. So
yeah.
But I wanna encourage everyone to, you know, continue to do what they have to do to get it done and just keep going.
Thank you so much for having me, Luke. You know, it has been a pleasure. And these are conversations that are very personal to me. So I always have such a great time. Enjoy talking about it and shedding light. And thank you for people like you for giving us the platform to air views, to talk, and being a cultural practitioner, being an ambassador for Crop Walk.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us, Luke. Basody.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. This episode was recorded and produced by Robbie at Nameless Productions.